Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. We're going to explore one of the most profound miracles in the Gospels, the resurrection of Lazarus. This remarkable account not only demonstrates Jesus' authority over death itself, but also reveals his deeply personal response to human grief and loss. The Bible verses for today are found in John chapter 11, verses 39 to 44. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go."
Picture the scene at Lazarus's tomb, a heavy stone sealing the entrance, mourners gathered around, and the weight of grief hanging in the air. 4 days had passed since Lazarus's death, and hope seemed lost. When Jesus commands the stone to be removed, Martha, Lazarus's sister, voices what everyone must have been thinking. "Lord, by now there will be a stench," she says, practical concerns mixing with her grief. But Jesus responds with a gentle reminder of his earlier promise. "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" His words cut through the doubt and despair of the moment, challenging not just Martha, but everyone present to trust in something beyond their earthly understanding. There at the tomb's entrance, we see a powerful collision between human limitation and divine possibility. Despite the seeming finality of death, despite the 4 days that had passed, Jesus stands unwavering in his purpose. The stone is removed, setting the stage for a demonstration of power that would leave no doubt about his authority over death itself. When we look at God's original design for humanity, death was never meant to be part of our story. Think back to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve walked in perfect harmony with their Creator. They were meant to live eternally in this paradise, their relationship with God unbroken and complete. Death wasn't even a concept they needed to understand. It was only through the introduction of sin that death entered our world. God had given one simple command, not to eat from a specific tree. But through the cunning deception of the enemy and human choice, this command was broken. With that first act of disobedience, death became our inheritance, a departure from God's perfect plan. Consider how fundamentally death disrupts everything about human existence. It tears souls from bodies, separates families, and brings a kind of sorrow that feels completely unnatural to our beings. That's because it is unnatural. It was never meant to be this way. Death entered our world not through divine design, but through the envy of the devil and the consequences of human choice. This understanding makes Jesus' actions at Lazarus' tomb even more significant. He wasn't just performing another miracle, he was pushing back against an invader in God's creation. In commanding Lazarus to come out of that tomb, Jesus was demonstrating his authority to reverse what was never meant to be in the first place. One of the most profound aspects of Jesus' character is revealed in how he responds to death and grief. He doesn't maintain a stoic distance or merely offer philosophical comfort. Instead, we see him deeply moved, personally affected by the pain of those around him. When he arrives at Lazarus' tomb and sees Mary, Martha, and the others weeping, he doesn't just observe their grief, he enters into it completely. This is the Creator of the universe, the one who holds all power over life and death, yet he stands there and weeps. These aren't tears of helplessness, they're tears of genuine compassion. He feels the weight of human sorrow, the sting of separation, and the profound impact that death has on those left behind. Even knowing that he would raise Lazarus in just moments, Jesus still grieves. What does this tell us about God's heart? It shows us that our pain matters to him. When we lose someone we love, when we face the devastating reality of death, we're not alone in our grief. Jesus demonstrates that God doesn't stand far off from our suffering. He steps right into the middle of it with us. He understands the depth of our loss because he's experienced it himself. This isn't just about sympathy, it's about true empathy. The kind that comes from a place of deep understanding and personal experience. When we weep, he weeps with us.
When our hearts are broken, his heart breaks too. This is the God who doesn't just solve our problems from a distance, but walks with us through our darkest valleys, sharing in our sorrow, holding our grief, and offering his presence as comfort. Now, at the pivotal moment of this extraordinary event, Jesus stands before Lazarus's tomb and does something unexpected. Rather than immediately commanding Lazarus to rise, he first thanks his Father. This prayer of gratitude, spoken aloud for all to hear, reveals the intimate connection between Father and Son and demonstrates that what's about to happen isn't just a display of power, it's a revelation of God's glory. Think about the scene. A man dead for 4 days, sealed in his tomb, his body already beginning to decay. By all human understanding, this was a final, irreversible situation. Martha even points out the practical reality. There will be a stench. But Jesus is about to show that what we see as impossible, God sees as an opportunity to reveal his power. With a loud voice, Jesus calls out, "Lazarus, come out." It's a command that defies nature itself, spoken with an authority that death itself must obey. And incredibly, the dead man walks out still wrapped in his burial cloths, but very much alive. This isn't just a resuscitation, it's a complete reversal of death's power, a preview of Jesus' own resurrection and his ultimate victory over the grave. The details matter here. Lazarus emerges still bound in his burial wrappings, and Jesus commands the people to untie him. This shows us something profound about how God works. He performs the miracle, but he invites us to participate in its completion. He brings life, but he calls us to help remove the things that bind and restrict that new life. This miracle isn't just about bringing one man back to life. It's a declaration of Jesus' authority over death itself. It's a sign pointing to something even greater, that in Jesus, death has lost its final word. This is why he can say with absolute certainty that anyone who believes in him will live even though they die. The raising of Lazarus proves that this isn't just a comforting thought or a nice idea. It's a reality backed by divine power. As we reflect on this powerful story, we can find deep comfort in knowing that death doesn't have the final say in our lives. When we face the loss of loved ones or confront our own mortality, we can remember that Jesus demonstrated his complete authority over death at Lazarus's tomb. This wasn't just a one-time miracle, it was a preview of the hope we all have in Christ. Think about what this means for us today. When we stand at gravesides, when we struggle with grief, when death seems to have won, we can hold on to the truth that Jesus weeps with us and has the power to bring life from death. The same voice that called Lazarus from the tomb still speaks hope into our deepest sorrows. This story reminds us that our God isn't distant from our pain. He enters into it fully sharing our grief, understanding our doubts, and yet gently pointing us toward a greater reality, just as he told Martha that she would see God's glory if she believed he invites us to trust in his promises, even when circumstances seem hopeless. We can face tomorrow with confidence, knowing that the one who called Lazarus from the tomb has conquered death once and for all. Whatever loss you're dealing with today, whatever grief you're carrying, remember that Jesus not only understands your pain, he has the power to bring new life from it. This is the hope we carry, the comfort we cling to, and the truth that transforms our perspective on death itself.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the powerful reminder in the story of Lazarus that you are the God who conquers death and brings new life. In our moments of grief and sorrow, help us to trust in your promises and to see beyond our pain to the glory you reveal. Thank you for entering into our suffering, for weeping with us, and for holding our broken hearts with compassion. Lord, strengthen our faith to believe in your power, even in what seems impossible. Teach us to trust in the voice that calls life from death and hope from despair. May we live in the assurance that you have the final word over every situation, and that word is life everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, as we close, may the God of compassion and hope fill your heart with peace and strength today. As you journey through life, may you always hear his voice calling you to new life and renewal. Trust in his promises and may his blessings surround you, bringing comfort and joy in every moment. Take care and may his love guide you always.